The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
And welcome back to the first
episode show one of quarter two.
Dreyfus and Gould Hockey Talk. Okay, so what are we going to talk about in today's episode? Well, first, Knicks were handed a big win last night
over the
Wizards. They won.
It was 114 to 109, right?
No, that was the other night.
Ah.
They destroyed the Wizards, which is good because they're on a 3-game winning streak going into the West Coast road trip, which is good for the team morale. And they're going to be 5 games on a road trip. Not 5 games on the West Coast. I believe they go, I don't know if this is in order. I know they play Phoenix, Denver,
Utah.
Yeah, they go to Utah on Saturday. I'm not sure if they play the Lakers, but I'll check now.
Excuse me.
And then at the end of the trip, they have an NBA Cup game on Friday, November 29th, I think it is, against the Hornets. Yeah, they have the Jazz on Saturday, and then Monday they play the Nuggets, and Wednesday the 27th, a week from tomorrow, they play the Mavericks, and then Friday 29th they have NBA Cup match against the Hornets. Okay, enough Knicks talk.
Let's switch over to the Islanders. Let's get to the show. Tonight, for the Islanders, they have a away game at Calgary. So,
Ooh. Oh yeah, they're on a West Coast road trip.
Yeah, Romanov is fully back. He is set to play in the game. But in other news, Mike Riley is to undergo heart surgery today. It is not from the concussion, but it was found during testing of the concussion.
Everyone's heart goes out to the Riley family during this tough time, because
he will be able to play again, but he is out indefinitely for now. They have been on a...
They've been playing pretty well lately.
Yeah. They were... until Saturday, they were on a 5-game point streak, which they were handed a 3-2 loss on Saturday to Seattle with goals from Yanni Gourde, Pierre Engvall, who's been really hot as of late, Brock Nelson with his shorthanded goal. I think it was his first shorty of the season. And assist him and Paul Mary.
Well,
and Dobson got the assist on that.
Last week.
And then Jared McCann scored, and Oleksiak scored.
So last Thursday, I think they played the best they've looked all season, a 5-2 win over a good Canucks team.
That was a great game.
That was a very good win. The Canucks are a good team. It was good to beat them, because it's always nice to beat a good team.
And especially with Horvat being the old captain there.
And the best team in the Eastern Conference is the shocking Washington Capitals with Alex Ovechkin on a heater right now. 15 goals leading the league.
He's coming for the record. So the Metro Division is Capitals in first with 27 points. Carolina following, and the Rangers. Carolina and the Devils tied with 26.
The Devils.
Then the Rangers with 23. Good. Islanders and Philly with 18. Then Pitt and Columbus have 17 and then 16.
Are the Islanders? Oh, the Islanders are 1 point out of a playoff spot right now.
The Jets are red hot. They have 3 losses in 18 games.
Yeah, they've won.
So they have 30 points. The Capitals are 1 loss back of them.
Yeah, but the Jets have lost 2 in a row, which is very shocking.
A loss has to come at some point.
So, and another team that's red hot, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are
15-0
playing tonight against Boston, which I think this could be their first loss of the year.
Because
it's Tuesday, it's NBA Cup, and they're in Boston. I think the streak ends tonight, honestly.
And if it doesn't and they win, who do you think is going to hand them their first loss?
Their first loss? Well, I'll see their schedule. I'll look it up. And everyone on the Cavs has been playing really well. Like, the ball movement looks really good, and Donovan Mitchell's been playing like the superstar that he is. So, if they... assuming they don't lose to Boston, they don't lose to Boston, they will... they might lose... They play Boston again December 1st. They could lose. They also, December 5th, play the Nuggets. They could lose to that. They lose to the Nuggets. So, I don't think this winning streak for them is going to go on much longer. But it's been an incredible run.
Even if they lose tonight, 15-0, that's incredible. Right?
Only fourth team in the 78 years of NBA basketball started 15-0.
Wow.
Which is incredible. So, the Juan Soto sweepstakes are officially underway with all the teams meeting with him. And me being the big Mets fan that I am, I think the Mets are going to sign him because the Mets can outbid anybody. And they said, allegedly, they said they'll give $50 million more the highest offer that any other team has. But teams are meeting with him. Like
They gave that offer in L.A., though.
Red Sox met with him. The Dodgers met with him last night. The Yankees have. The Mets have. I think... his agent, Scott Boras, I think he's an idiot because he knows nothing about the sport of baseball, but he's just going to go give him the most money, and that'll probably be the Mets.
Oh, this just in. Jets are firing general manager Joe Douglas.
Well, yeah, the Jets are just the Jets. They just suck.
Can you blame it on the manager, really?
They just suck.
Our promo for today is winter sports tryouts.
Oh,
if you wish to play a sport, go get yourself cleared and then try out. It's for boys volleyball, boys basketball, girls basketball, swimming, varsity bowling, track, competitive cheerleading, I believe.
Oh, did you say swimming?
Yeah.
Travis, you're gonna do swimming, right? You're on the swim team.
No.
Don't wanna be in the Monfort lot at 5:15 a.m.
Yeah, no, I'm not on the swim team.
I'm excited to watch the boys' varsity basketball games because basketball's fun. So, the Islanders, they're home this Saturday, and I actually might be going to that at UBS. I'm not sure who it's against. I'll check right now.
Yeah, so... we went to a game together last week.
They play the Blues.
Hopefully they get redemption from that. But what was I going to say? Who did?
They played the
Devils when we went, and they got handed an overtime loss from Jack Hughes.
Yeah, he's
that was a great game, though.
Great player. But the Islanders shouldn't have lost that game.
Yeah, they blew it at the end like they normally do. But
okay, let's get to today's PSA. So, nearly 1 in 4 children in the U.S. reports experience with bullying, while more than 80% of high school students in the U.S. report that they witness bullying at least once a week. We know that parents can have a significant impact on bullying by proactively having conversations with their children about low-risk actions children can take as a bystander. In order to encourage and empower parents with the tools they need to talk to their child about being more than a bystander, a new National Ad Council PSA campaign has been launched on behalf of the federal government, nonprofit, media, and corporate communities. And that'll do it for today's episode of Dreyfus and Gould Hockey Talk.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, sorry.
See you next time.
See you next time.